The ZANU-PF Provincial Youth Secretary for Education, Kuzima Dara, said the party is expected to pay for all the transport costs, though most people who were interviewed by Studio 7 indicated that they were forced to provide buses for the Million Men March. The business community has also not been spared, as ruling party youth are moving around with begging bowels for contributions to meet other expenses such as food. Political activist Pishem Shauraya had no kind ways for the organizers of the march.
I think it is a sign that ZANU-PF has lost support and respect. That's why they are now resorting to use of force, to use students to go and support ZANU-PF. They have also lost their bases in the rural areas. That's why they're going in schools and in business people, force marching people to go and support a very old person.
Godwin Stole, a parent with school-going children, said they are worried that they may lose their bus if it breaks down.
If you look at most schools, they cannot resist, the headmaster cannot resist. In most SDAs and SDCs, they are composed of ZANU-PF members, of which they can do whatever they want at the expense of us, the parents who are paying the school fees for that, for the schools. And at the same time, when the Minister of Education said last time that no political party meetings are allowed to be held at any schools in the country, and so what's the difference with having a bus carrying people to a ZANU-PF program?
ZANU-PF Manicaland Provincial Youth Chairperson Mobuso Chinguno dismissed the claims that schools and colleges had been forced to offer them transport. Chinguno said the party had been given transport by well-wishers they had approached, and those unwilling had not helped them. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Moyo.